Bears Hooligan Podcast coming at you, week 10, Bears versus Panthers. Bears squeak out a close one and get the W versus what I think is probably the worst team in the league. They are absolutely fucking horrendous. They look like shit. I am glad that the Bears did not go in and draft Young, because it doesn't look so great. But also, he's got no O-line, he's got no wide receivers, he's got a whole lot of nothing going on. I think he's almost got a worse setup than Fields did last season. So it's not pretty for the youngster. And he's a rookie, so give him time. We'll see where it goes. But on the other side of the ball, Tyson Bagent didn't look so hot himself. He's got a better O-line, had much more time to throw the ball. He has much better wide receivers. And he cannot throw a ball over 10 yards. The dude has a serious fucking noodle arm. Anything that he throws past the line of scrimmage, over 10 yards at least, is not going anywhere. It's fluttering, it looks like a wounded duck, it's behind the wide receiver, it has zero velocity. Dude can't throw balls downfield with NFL velocity. He just can't. And there's a whole lot of people in our Bears fan base that unfortunately I wish we could just somehow subtract out. You know, like if you're cutting out a tumor, you go to the doc, they cut out a tumor. I wish we could cut that tumor of retarded Bears fans and chuck that in the toilet, or chuck it up north to Green Bay, or do something with it. Because more and more, I'm realizing that we do have a lot of stupid, stupid Bears fans, and that sucks. Because you like to think that other fan bases are stupid, and you want to high-five your fellow Bears fans, and you want everybody to get along and whatever. But all these people, which now they have named themselves the Bagent Boner Brigade, that's what they call themselves. This is fan club. That's fucking gross. What's wrong with you guys? I don't get it, but okay. So they're declaring that they've got boners for Tyson Bagent, which is really weird and fucking creepy. But these creep weirdos are all over social media constantly posting how great Bagent is, how much better he is than Fields, how stupid anybody that roots for Fields is. And they're always posting all these stats. Like, your dudes played prior to today, had played four games and had six picks in four games. What leg do you have to stand on to say this dude is better than Fields? I mean, you're just making yourself look like a complete fucking idiot. Didn't throw any picks today, but again, anything he threw that was downfield when the Bears were down for a little bit of time was ugly. It was really ugly. There was a couple balls that definitely should have been picked. But luckily for him, he was playing against Carolina, and they are bad. Probably the worst. Bears only won 16-13. They squeaked it out. It was not pretty, but they did get the win, and that's what matters. And it helps them because now they've bolstered, hopefully, that pick they're going to get from Carolina. So that was good. But yeah, the Bagent Boner Brigade, like, fucking cool your jets. Quit chomping on the blue chews because your boy sucks. Quit creaming on your keyboards over this dude. He's not good. He's decent at handing off the ball. He's decent at dumping it off 5, 6, 7, 8 yards. That's what he did a whole lot of today. Dumped it off, and receivers or Komet got some yards after the catch. I mean, he only threw for like 160, 150 yards or something, and that was mostly all yards after the catch. He wasn't really doing much of any of that. He may have connected a one okay ball over 10 yards. So not pretty on his end, but they did get the win, and that's what matters. So word is that Fields should be back after this little mini bye, because now the Bears don't play till a week from this coming Sunday. So that's good. Hopefully that is the truth, because Eberflus doesn't really seem to know what the hell's going on. This dude is just a complete fucking idiot. More and more every time I listen to him talk, he's just mumbling and stumbling. You know, everybody's comparing him to Michael Scott from The Office, and he is very Michael Scott-ish. Dumb as a box of fucking rocks. I don't get how this dude made it through a fucking interview. That almost makes, when you think about it, it's like, what did Poles see in this guy? Is there something wrong with Poles? I haven't declared my what I think of polls as of yet. I think his grade is still processing. That's still yet to be seen. We don't know yet. It needs a little more time to fully grade polls. He's made some decent moves, and he's made some real shitty moves. So he's kind of in the middle right now, you know what I mean? No pass, no fail as of yet. But Eberflus, that is a definite fail for polls because he's a horrible fucking coach. Pretty sure, though, that when polls got hired, that the Bears handed him a set of guys that he had to hire. Had to kind of pick from the list that Ernie Acosta probably gave to, who's like 90 or whatever the fuck that dude is, gave to George McCaskey as guys he would hire. So I don't know if Poles really had, if he had open rein to hire whoever he wanted as the head coach. So I don't know for sure if we can rate him on Eberflusy just due to the fact of the situation he was in when he got hired and that he had to hire a coach pretty quickly. He said, they gave me, it was all me. But I don't think he's kind of taking one for the team there. Because I think George pushed the list that he had got from whoever the fuck gave it to him. Because George doesn't have a brain cell of his own either. And Poles was forced to hire one of like five guys. And that's the guy he chose, though. How do you choose that guy? How does that guy make it through an interview? I mean, he comes in talking, hits, hits, hits. Oh, yeah, you know, da, 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 da. I mean, he's just dumb as a fucking box of rocks anytime he speaks. Like, talking in the press conference this week, he contradicted himself about Fields and Fields' injury and his status as doubtful like 5-6 times. Went back and forth, made zero sense. They played the clip all over the place. National media was playing the clip, laughing at him. I don't care how many wins the Bears rattle off here as the season ends. Eberflus better fucking be gone after this season, because... And Getsy, gone. See ya. And if they're going to keep Fields, which I don't think they're going to, unless he just plays lights out the remainder of the season, I think Poles just wants to get his own guy. He wants his own handprint on this, wants his own guy. Unless Fields makes it impossible for him to trade him away by just killing it for the rest of the season, murdering it, showing that without any question that he is the guy, pretty sure that Poles is going to draft his own guy, and I don't know what that means for Fields. I don't know if they're going to trade him, if they're going to keep him around until his contract's done. I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't trade him then, though, if you're drafting your own guy. Get something for him. Hopefully he plays well, and if he is going to trade him, and they get at least a second rounder, hopefully a first would be great, obviously. So we'll see how that pans out. But Eberflus needs to be fucking gone. And Getsy and the whole fucking regime. Get somebody in here. Actually pay for a coach for once. I mean, everybody always says, you know, McCaskies are cheap. And then people are like, no, they're not. They paid this player. They paid this player. They paid this player. Okay, they've paid some players in the past. But one thing they've never done is paid a coach. Go hire a fucking good coach who knows what he's doing. Somebody with a track record or at least one of the very top coordinators. They never get a top coordinator. They get some fucking ho-hum guy. Maybe you could have said Nagy was one considered one of the better coordinators. But everybody knew that Reed was calling those plays. That Nagy was just a fucking get coffee yes man. Come on. Get a top coordinator. Get somebody with a proven track record. Or a head coach, if somehow some head coach, you know, like what the Cubs just did, how they fucking stole Craig Counsell from the Brewers. Steal a fucking coach from somewhere. Pay him. Cubs are paying the highest, the most to any coach in the league to get him because they wanted a top talent coach. Why don't the fucking Bears do that? Pull some type of move, dude. Make something happen. Let's go. Bears fans just want something to be excited about. You give them a little something, you give them an inch, they're going to be fucking screaming, they're going to be going crazy, you know, everything, like Sweat. A lot of people were doubting that deal. He played well today. He didn't get a sack, and a lot of these dumb, stupid Bears fans that I keep harping on, they're probably, you're going to see them posting all week, but he didn't even have a sack. What a shit trade. Dude had 8 QB pressures and caused all the other stuff you saw happen today on that defense. So, that was a good trade. I'm not going to knock him for that. I think that was a quality move. I think that will play out in the long run. Good move. They needed it. They need more of it. But, you know, hopefully they get that in the draft this coming year. So, I don't know. Overall, Bears won. Carolina lost, which is the big part of that. We wanted them to lose. And yeah, Bear down. So, we've got, you know, a week and a half, so we're going to be off the air for a while, unless something crazy happens like Virginia McCaskey dies, then I'll be back on to celebrate. Other than that, though, enjoy the break, enjoy some fantasy football, maybe get out and enjoy the weather, and hopefully Fields comes back, and we take care of fucking business. So bear down, watch your backs, take it easy, hooligans, keep it real out there.